Wisconsin farmland values grew 8% overall between 2009 and 2010. UW Extension agricultural economist Bruce Jones says crops were getting a very good price at the market, and people wanted to buy land to get in on the action.
That people wanted to get a hold of that to raise corn, soybeans, wheat, and so on. So those acres of cropland were the ones that were the primary factors and reasons why we saw the boost in land prices.
The latest farmland value numbers follow a much leaner 2008 and 2009. Again, Bruce Jones.
The milk prices were not good in 08, so everything was kind of in a holding pattern in terms of real estate prices. The other factor, we did not have the participation in the farmland markets by the non-farm sector in terms of we didn't see a lot of investors coming in and pulling land out for non-farm uses. That demand was greatly diminished because the economy went soft.
Jones says he doesn't expect to see any big increases in real estate prices in 2011, but he says he doesn't expect to see a downward movement either. So Jones says, the way it looks now, 2011 should be a stable year. Steve Bryson, Wisconsin Public Radio.